Blog Talk Radio.
Haha, see, this time I remembered like all the times before, except last week, to start after the British lady says Blog Talk Radio. So, what's up, everybody? This is episode 43 of Geek Out with Pebbles. I had a fun weekend. I got to see Ready Player One, which I haven't read the book for, and I do want to read the book, so eventually I'll probably get around to reading the book, but I'm a very slow reader, so when I read the book, it'll probably take me a really long time to read the book. So, but I will be doing a movie review on that for when that, when I have, okay, later in the show, because I'm waiting on a few of my friends to join me, but one of them is watching the current episode of My Hero Academia, and he's 7 minutes in, so that means he's got like about 14 minutes left of the episode to watch, so he'll be joining us like a bit later in the show. And I don't know what's going on with my other guests, so hopefully he'll pop in soon. But so I kind of did something stupid earlier today on Instagram. So I post a lot to Instagram, but I don't really know like a lot of like some of the things that go on. Like, how do I say this? So, I had this video, this really cool video that someone edited of my the photo shoot I did for Bakugo. And so they had edited it and made it into a video loop where they edited some explosions because it's Bakugo and he's Lord Explosion Murder and everything is explosions and all that stuff. So it was really cool and I had it on Instagram and I was like, and because I tend to forget things, I completely forgot that I could have a video as my Facebook profile picture. So I decided to change this to put this video as my Facebook profile picture, but the video was never, it was only on Instagram, it was never loaded on my phone or saved on my phone or on my laptop. So I went to my Instagram page and I tried to save it, and as I'm saving it to my phone, I end up deleting it from my Instagram page. So it's no longer on my Instagram page. So at some point, probably later this week, I have to repost it. But still, it's like, what the hell? All I did was try and save it, and I end up losing it. So that kind of got me mad because, like, I didn't mean to do that. So, oops. Way to go, Pebbles. That was awesome. But you know what? Now I have this really awesome Facebook profile picture of that's a video, and it looks really cool. So, yay! At least one thing succeeded in that attempt. So, all right. So yeah, that's my snafu of the day. And I really did not mean to delete it because, like, it was awesome. And so, but, oh, well, it happens. Hey, I have a guest. What's up? That's so cool. If you want to chat or ask any questions during the show, you can. So, that is my little Instagram snafu rant. And now we're going on to, like, actual topics. Because this is not about me ranting about my mistakes on social media. This show is although it's fun to have that because it provides just funny stories about how like I am a real person who probably makes even stupider mistakes than everyone else, but that's okay. Are there, okay, so my friend is actually asking because he wants to hop on the show. He's asking if there's any surprises for at the end of this episode of My Hero Academia. It kind of is. Like, tell him to just watch it. Just watch it, and we'll talk about it after he watches it, so that way we can talk about it. So, while he's doing that, let's talk Ready Player One. This is a movie I was actually looking forward to seeing. It's one of the few non-Marvel movies that, or non, like, Disney movies that I was looking forward to. Because if it's a Disney movie, I'm looking forward to it. If it's a Marvel movie, I'm looking forward to it. This is one that, or if it's Star Wars, because it's, but, Star Wars is Disney now, so never mind that. Forget that part. But basically, this is, a movie that I was just anticipating, and, since I'd been hearing about it, I heard so many great things about the book and good things, and when the movie came out, I heard so many great reviews for it, and this show, is in the pop culture category here, and so there was so many pop culture references that just made me so happy to see, and they were great. It has been in theaters for more than a week, so I'm sorry if I spoil anything for you, but y'all have had 2 weeks now of this movie being in theaters, so I can talk and spoil shit. So, The Iron Giant. Seriously, when I saw that reference, like, when it first was shown in this movie, I was just like, yes! Because Iron Giant is just one of those gems. I loved it. It was it's a favorite movie of mine, and it's Iron Giant. You really So, one of the characters is legit, like, it's actually surprising a lot about the kind of convention-goer, cosplayer community that I'm in. A lot of that represented people like us, where we're just big nerds. We're just, like, we obsess over, like, certain things, and this really just kind of pinpointed that about people and about the people that... So, basically, the movie's about this guy that's trying to find three hidden keys to get the Easter egg that's hidden in the game that will allow him to have control over the game. Like, he'll legit be running the game, like, in the real world. He will own all the socks for the game or everything. Like, he will have complete domain over the game, which is called, I think it's called Oasis. Yeah, it's called Oasis. So in it, like, it's like virtual reality. So basically, everyone just creates an avatar of their own creation. And so that's where it gets into the cosplay category, where it where it makes more references to people like me who are cosplayers who and then it goes deeper, because to find the keys, you have to solve the clues and the riddles that the person who made the game put in, and I'm not gonna spoil those for you. But basically, they have to dig into like the arc, like everything about the guy who created the game. His whole life is archived in this game, in the game world. So anyone can just go and search through his memories, and see if they can find the clues for the keys. And so it's, and so every clue was related to a pop culture reference. They threw in, I think one of my favorite references was they threw in Chucky from Child's Play, like knife and all, maniacal laughter, holding a knife in his hand, like as a weapon. Like Chucky is legit a weapon. They had the holy hand grenade from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which just like that, just because that just me like fangirling like crazy inside when I saw that part. And of course, like, so the guy's character that's making the Iron Giant, he's commissioning it, and a lot of cosplayers do commissions for props and other things, and they build crazy things for people. And so he's like, yeah, I'm commissioning the Iron Giant for someone. And he, and the character ends up using the Iron Giant, and it's just in all its glory, like eye lasers and everything. And it's just like, yes. So if you're just a fan of everything related to pop culture, you'll definitely like this movie. Like I said, I try not to do my reviews too spoiler. Like there really shouldn't be that really any spoiler content. There's probably some, but let's see. What else? You know, here's the thing. This is one of those movies where I really need to see it again to be able to count all the references that I saw, because there were a lot that I missed and a lot that I didn't. And so I think probably one of the funniest things and that they threw in was the entire reference to The Shining. There was an entire just everything for The Shining. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Yay! I was talking about Ready Player One.
What is it now?
I was talking about Ready Player One because I saw it over the weekend.
Oh.
So I was just finishing up my review on that. So basically, if you haven't seen The Shining, you're not really going to get that reference in the movie. But it's still funny if you haven't seen it. But if you've seen it, it's even better. But yeah, so I definitely recommend checking out Ready Player One if you haven't seen it yet.
Was there a Red Rum reference?
What?
Was there a Red Rum reference?
Honestly, there were so many references, I have to see it again so I can get the ones that I missed.
Well, you said The Shining, so I assumed you were talking about Red Rum.
Oh, yeah, there was in The Shining, yeah. Sorry, it's been a very long time since I saw The Shining. I only saw it once when I was younger. I have not seen it recently, so I just... I don't remember.
Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, now that you mentioned it, yeah.
Okay.
But, like I said, it's a movie I'd have to see again. So, now that you're with me, we can talk about an episode of My Hero Academia.
The elephant in the room?
No, he's not. Aaron's not in the room. I tried to hit him.
The elephant in the room.
Yes.
The elephant in the room.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm joking. A hero.
Yeah.
My Hero Academia.
Yes.
The thing that I was supposed to watch and, like, waited till, like, 7 minutes.
But you finished the episode, right?
I just finished the episode.
Okay. Good. This was definitely, I think, I had heard at Anime Boston that because fans were upset that the episode that they had to watch was a filler episode, that they aired this one as well, English dub. So, but, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So we finally got to see this one, because I didn't see it because I didn't watch the English dubs of anything. And, so
this,
we finally have the start
one.
Of the training camp. What?
This should have been episode one.
No, this should have been, exactly, this should have been episode one. Like,
this is how you kick off the season, right? Okay. You know, you want to show off everybody's abilities. Cool, I understand that. But, like, why not do it in an epic fashion like this instead of a stupid fashion like, let's go to the swimming pool, guys?
I know. And, I mean, this episode showed off everyone's quirks. It showed
in
everyone's
a more realistic
abilities.
Fashion.
Yes. With action and with actual fighting, not just like...
It's actual fighting.
Yay, pool day.
Yay, pool day. Yay!
So,
no.
And so yeah, I was definitely happy to see the training camp actually like kick off, and like we just like Aizawa was just like, you're like this training camp is gonna kill you. Just don't die. Try not to die.
Try not to die.
Be like, thank you, Sensei. That's so encouraging. And the League of Villains is basically starting their plot.
Oh,
so.
There was a very interesting reference in this one that I caught, and then I need to go back up.
What was it?
Hold on.
What's
that? That is the episode that is way down right now.
Yeah, that was way too loud.
Oh, it was... Unfortunately. And it was...
What was it?
I don't remember now. It was a good one.
Was it a JoJo reference?
No, I don't know JoJo.
Okay.
Wow,
right.
I completely blanked. I'm blanking
okay.
on this one, and
so
I don't know where it is.
You,
I'd have to like rewatch the whole thing, and I'm not gonna do that.
All right, no. If you happen to remember it, then let me know.
Whatever.
But this is definitely the episode that should have started season three. Like, I don't know why they didn't do this. Why they went with the filler episode to start a season. It's not right,
what
although I still love the anime, so but they They didn't lose me. They just disappointed me. But this episode made up for it because of just everything. It was just perfect.
It was great. I have no complaints about this episode at all.
Oh, me neither. And so yeah, that was the newest episode for My Hero Academia. What was it?
Dragon Quest.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
And it was funny because the reason why I thought that was funny, was because I was just playing Dragon Quest Heroes 2.
I heard it too. I heard Dragon Quest was like, oh my god, they just made a Dragon Quest reference.
Yes, they did. So while we're on the topic, and this is actually relevant and all that, and we can lead into a new topic.
Yes.
Specifically Dragon Quest. I said, I was playing Dragon Quest Heroes 2, which I'm actually sending back to Gamefly. I haven't even gotten a quarter of the way through. I'm just like, yeah. It's essentially a, you know, Dynasty Warriors Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's interesting to see, like, you know, some of the old characters and, you know, glorious 3D, HD and all that. And, but I don't know, man. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not getting into it, so I'm just sending it back. And I'm hoping to get Ni No Kuni 2. But, so, interesting little tidbit about Dragon Quest. Well, I'm thinking about it. Maybe you heard about this, maybe you didn't. In that, whenever a Dragon Quest game is released in Japan, people would literally take the day off from work to go buy this game and play it the day it came out.
Wow.
And, like, it was, like, a huge thing. To the point where there was a law that was made that said that basically Dragon Quest games could only come out on a Saturday. Because people would skip school, they would skip work.
Skip work? That's funny.
And so here's the funny part. Legislation isn't actually a real thing. However, this was actually a self-imposed rule that Enix put up on themselves after the release of Dragon Quest III, where they this was their third release, and it was like such a huge cultural phenomenon that they're like, we gotta release this thing on Saturday. Because people are like skipping school and skipping work. And so every Dragon Quest since then has been released on a Saturday. Where normally games in Japan are released on a Thursday. So, and it's such a cultural thing that, like, if you were to go through Tokyo, it wouldn't be that difficult for you to find, like, a slime flush or something. It wouldn't, like, you could probably find one in just about almost any gift shop. You know,
Yeah.
It's that, like, popular. Like, I don't know.
Well, for anyone who's listening, these games have been going out for a while. The first game came out in 1986.
And it was the first of its kind, I believe, the start of the actual role-playing genre, where you're in a turn-based combat system. Where you had to think about what you were doing before you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of why it became so popular as well.
Well, it's great. I remember playing some of the first ones.
Yes.
Because we had them for the NES.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Going back a couple of days.
And the Super Nintendo, so.
Yeah, I actually played all of the original four Dragon Quest. I've played 7 and 8, and I'm looking forward to the one coming out in September. I think it's Dragon Quest 10. Dragon Quest 9 came out for the DS, unfortunately. That was an awful decision.
I haven't played any of the newer ones.
Dragon Quest 8 was really, really good. It was a PlayStation 2 game, and, like, it was, like, absolutely, like, you know, top of the... They had top-rate graphics. They had some voice acting, which was, like, you know, just becoming a thing.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
It was... PlayStation 2 was the beginning of voice acting. Because that's when they had games on DVD. Like Final Fantasy 10 was voice acting. But not all of it.
I remember most of the games we had for our PlayStation 2. And I'm looking at the cover for Dragon Quest 8, and I don't recognize it. So we did not have it.
We didn't.
But like I said, I've only played the first one.
I thought you meant that we did not have it, like the United, like we didn't get it in the United States, as opposed to
individual.
I misunderstood what you were saying there, but Dragon Quest VII was on the PlayStation 1. I think you ended up fighting Zahara.
Okay, that one we might have had.
Like, if I remember right, like the literal main villain of the game, of Dragon Quest VII, was literally God.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and I remember like being maybe I don't know 14, 18. That's not the day, but and this was. This is very interesting. I'm like, ah! And if I not, see, now I'm much more, what's the word?
What?
Twisted, I suppose you could say. is the concept far more. Far greatly amuses me now than I did then. I was a little confused back then, but now I kind of it that greatly amuses me. I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
I suppose. So yeah. Interesting tidbit for anybody that didn't know, in case anybody hasn't played Dragon Quest games. The artwork of Dragon Quest games is done by Akira Toriyama, who,
ooh,
as we all know, is the guy that does Dragon Ball Z.
Yes. I I mean, like, it makes sense if you just, like, look at some of the pictures. If you just look at the pictures,
You can see it in the eyes. Akira,
you can it is the eyes.
He has a unique eye style. He's really, the only one that kind of does that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, this game looks... It's not bad.
What is that noise?
I don't know. Oh, I know what that noise is.
What?
There's nothing I can do. That is my computer fan dying.
That is not good.
No, you're right.
I think you should replace that. speaking of things that need to be replaced, my phone is dying at 20%.
Oh no.
Like, it hits 20%, and in less than 5 seconds, you just see the numbers just drop. From 20%, it just speed drops to zero in less than 5 seconds. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I need to get a new battery for my phone.
And I think that I've got a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. If that's okay with you, I wanted to talk about the new Sword Art Online, the Gun Gale alternative, and Persona 5. And did you see Shokugeki?
Which one?
Have you seen Shokugeki yet?
Yes, I have. I did see the
Okay,
new
so we can talk
before.
About Food Wars.
Yes.
I haven't seen episode 14, but I saw episode 13. So we can talk about that. We were supposed to talk about that last week. And we promised to talk about that last week, so we should talk about that.
We should talk about it, yes. So
we should talk about the things that we promised to talk about.
If we remember, I almost completely forgot.
Hey.
This is what you guys are for, so you know what? But I have to say, for Shokugeki no Soma, for this first episode of this part of the season, her name's Irina, right? Nakuri, right? Whatever her name is.
Nakuri?
Yeah, whatever her name
Erica,
is.
Erica, right? The gacha.
Yeah, whatever her name is. Irina.
Yeah, the blonde one.
I don't like her. I don't like her. She's the type of character in an anime that bothers me, because it's not even that. I usually don't mind tsundares, but I just don't like her. And for the entirety of the previous season, she did nothing but sit in her room and sulk. And they're actually trying to make this character something, and they legit do nothing for her for an entire, 13 or so episodes. Wow, that is really bad. So they do nothing with her character for about 13 episodes. And...
Anyway, go on, continue.
Okay. So, I hated that they were building up her character in the first two seasons, and then the start of the third season, they literally just push her aside and do nothing. Even if I don't like the character as much, if you've been building her up and you've been using her in so many episodes from the first two seasons, and then you just shove her off to the side like she's nothing. Like, I didn't like that they did that.
Now she's
going all, like, dictator, like, oh, yeah, I got, like, you're the son of, like, the guy that I'm, like, hopelessly in love with because of his food. And I can't accept that you're his son, but now I'm going to take charge of everything. And it's like, no, what the hell?
See, I understand the direction that they're taking when they pulled her out of the, a little bit out of the third season because her father needing to kind of, like, be, like, in it. Her father kind of took her spot in that manner where, like, the focus needed to shift and they needed to really emphasize and they needed to really emphasize, one, her father being the absolute prick that he is, and also, you know, they wanted to bring in the Elite 10, especially, you know, the top seat there, and they wanted to, you know, kind of rearrange things and shake things up. And so Erica was kind of just, like, absolutely freaking traumatized because of her father. And so they kind of just, they did shove her off to the side. And I think that was actually a smart move because it kind of brought other characters to focus that needed to be focused on. And now that, you know, we have an established danger, now we can kind of bring her back in. And, you know, let her kind of take a more active role.
Yeah, but like I said, I wouldn't have minded as much if they'd only done it for, like, a few episodes, but they did for the entire season. Like, she had, all she did was taste the food in the dormitory and sulk in her room whenever she was actually, like, okay, I get push her to the side. I get that for in terms of giving more development to her father and to the Elite 10. But at the same time, they literally just null and voided her entire character.
Respectfully, I disagree, but we'll have to agree to disagree.
Yes, agree to disagree. So, I'm definitely like that we're finally seeing new episodes and
yeah.
So
yeah, now I get to talk about the two things that I really want to talk about.
Yes, go
the
ahead.
First one, Persona 5. I was so excited for this. I just actually played through Persona 5 a couple of months ago, and that game was absolutely freaking incredible. It was so long and just like every time I'm just like, you know, how long is it gonna go? How long is it gonna go? And like I'm watching my hours climb and climb, and I finished that game with 130 hours. And that was a really long, just like, you know, it's a really long time for just a game that's one campaign.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, I might spend, you know, a whole bunch of hours on games that have, like, grind aspects, like Monster Hunter. Like, I've got, like, probably a lot more than, you know, 130 hours. I've probably got, like, upwards of 200 hours, maybe 250 hours. But why? Because it's a grind aspect. There's a lot of just stuff you can do after the game is over.
Okay.
You're constantly building up your character. So, like, it's just... It's a game that I can kind of... But anyway, regardless. Getting off the rails here. So, Persona 5, the animation... is going to be an anime that is obviously about Persona 5. And looks like they're going to just straight up follow the plot. So I imagine that there'll be I don't know how long this anime is going to go for. I'm hoping it's going to be 24 episodes. So what Persona 5 is about is the main character is a transfer student who was falsely accused of a crime. He was trying to get involved with a scene where this guy was harassing this woman, and he stick his nose into a business that wasn't really his, and so, dude just ends up, tripping and falling, but, he's like, oh, well, it's your fault, so, I'm gonna call the police, and then, he ends up being completely raped. And so now you've got, essentially a felon, convicted felon, and now he has to go to a different school, and he's got to keep his nose out of freaking trouble. And so he's staying with this guy who owns a coffee shop. As he's preparing to go to school, he ends up falling asleep somehow, and he ends up being, in his dream, transported into this alternate realm where he meets this demon who's like, well, you're basically, I'm going to be, watching your growth and whatever the hell else, and it's just really bizarre. But, he ends up getting this weird app installed onto his phone that weird. And I wish I could, a little bit better than I should have. It ends up affecting the world around him somehow, and, I think it ends up freezing time around him temporarily, but then he's, he thinks he's, hallucinating or something, so tries to delete the app, and then, the next day it comes back, and so, as he's talking, he meets this other kid, and they're like, oh, you're a second year, too. Oh, you must be a transfer student, because I've never seen you before. And, he ends up trash-talking some teacher who he has some issues with. He's like, oh, this guy, Kamoshida, what do you think he is? He thinks he's the king of his own castle. And the app ends up starting to respond to these words, and so, it ends up transporting them into an alternate, an alternate reality, essentially. And while they're trying to make their way to the school, they end up, literally in front of, a classic medieval castle. And they're like, well, what the fuck is going on with this? And they go in, and there's, traditional guards from full plate armor. And they're like, well, what's going on? Is this some sort of cosplay there? And they end up being thrown in a dungeon. And lo and behold, the teacher ends up coming out, but it doesn't quite look like the teacher. He's dressed in literally nothing but spandex and a king's robe and a crown. He's a former volleyball Olympic athlete, so that's why the spandex thing he's got going on. But what it is that they literally got transported into his quote-unquote castle, and It's an alternate reality formed on the twisted desires of an individual. And they have to be very, very destructive. Like, you know how you were saying, oh, like, the teacher thinks he's the king of his own castle? And that was, like, the key word for the app. And so it's like, oh, it's this twisted desire. You think, like, the school is, like, his castle and everybody is around him is just his subject. And his volleyball team is his playing. And so, right as soon as, so he's like, you know, he brings his guards in. He's like, he's going to, like, oh, you guys are intruders, and I'm just going to execute you here. And so, while his friend is being choked out, and, like, you see the sword going up, he hears this voice, and it's like, oh, like, you know, do you want the power to, like, protect your friend or whatever? And so we end up getting this weird mass that forms over his face, and then he rips it off, and this big spirit pops out of him, and that's where the episode ends. And that's what that spirit is. It's his persona. Literally like a true manifestation of self.
Okay.
It's really interesting in that it actually is like following the game like plot for plot point. It's a little bit more accelerated, but not that much. And so I'm hoping that they'll go through the entire game. They'll go through the entire game. The game's plot. Because it's really fascinating. Yeah.
I have actually never heard, like,
the Persona series?
I've never heard a fan breaking down this bad.
Oh, it's bad.
For your computer, like, I've never heard it that bad. Well,
does it sound like a buzzing?
I don't play Persona games. I've never played them. I just know them from what people have talked about. And I don't like Sword Art Online. I gave it a shot a couple times, and I never got into it.
Persona 5 is, like, I've never played a Persona game until Persona 5, so I can only judge Persona 5. I really like Persona 5. It's, like, super, super RPG, super, super anime. Like, it felt like I was literally playing an anime. Like, a really cool anime. And, like, it gets, like, really, it's really deep.
Alright, but
The Sword Art Online alternative was amusing enough. It wasn't really anything particularly special. I don't want to spend like forever talking about it because it just, it was certainly amusing. All it was is like a battle royale kind of thing with the two main characters are a team. You got like this like giant like 6'5" dude and like this little girl in fucking pink. She's got like a pink outfit and a pink gun and like she's pretty as hell and like I guess that's her shit. There really wasn't a whole lot to talk about. It was. I'm not gonna say it wasn't amusing, but it wasn't anything special.
All right.
So you're not missing out much on Sword Art Online. I'll turn it in. Gundale Online. You're not.
Well, I probably won't watch it.
But Persona 5, you should definitely watch. Persona 5 is going to be amazing. Yeah,
right.
Shut up, Alexa.
Yeah. So I'll look into the Persona 5 one, but I really don't think I'll ever watch Sword Art Online. Anything related
you
to it.
You won't be missing much.
I know.
You won't be missing much.
I'll just watch Dot Hack again.
Oh, and there was another one that I can mention very briefly. Megalobox. It's a boxing anime, with mechanical upgrades, I guess. And, I don't know. If you like just a traditional anime with dudes beating the piss out of each other, it should be interesting. Boxing
okay.
Game, like I said, I don't want to spend like forever talking about it because it's more entertaining just to watch it.
Yeah.
But that's something that you could it is a recommendation if you feel like watching.
Which one
it's
is?
Called Megalobox.
Okay.
Worth watching, at least for the fighting. I don't know how the plot's gonna go, but it was pretty intense.
Hmm. Well, they have it on
Crunchyroll.
They have it on Crunchyroll, so I'll look into it later.
Yeah.
So I wanted to actually mention, because the other day when I was telling you about my AV lineup, and because not a lot of people actually know from the two, because the theme for Anime Box next year is Samurai. It's actually two
Samurai. Samurai and
I don't know,
Samurai
I only know the Samurai.
Samurai.
I didn't hear the other part. I only heard Samurai. All that matters is Samurai.
Samurai.
So, one of the cosplays I'll be doing is Ryoko from Samurai Girl Real Bad High School, which has actually like been a cosplay I've been trying to do. For a few years now, and now I actually finally have, because I tried to do it a couple years ago for Anime Boston when they did the retro theme, because it kind of fell into that because of when it came out. It is on the old side. Well, it was before 2000. Before 2000.
What?
The manga.
Sure, the manga.
I only read the manga.
When did the anime come out? Anime.
And the manga came out in 97.
Not what I would like define as retro, even though it kind of
well,
does
like
follow.
I said, for me, I counted it because it was before 2000. That's what I counted it for. But I didn't get to do it because I didn't have time to make the cosplay. I ran out of time.
Yeah, well, now you're going to do it, right?
Well, now I can do it for Samurai theme.
Samurai game.
The thing is, It's one of those, at least for me, because I only read the manga, I didn't watch the anime. It's one of the more obscure mangas that I've read and been a fan of. And my other samurai theme cosplay is Benny Tora from Samurai Deeper Kyo. And I'm surprised not more people know about this manga or the anime. Like, this is one of my personal favorites in terms of mangas. Like, it's always on the top of my list. And it's been a while since I've read it, so I have to reread it again. But, I'm apparently just adding, I'm just going to be cosplaying more guys, which I don't have a problem with, because it's really fun. One of the ones I'm looking forward to, for next AB, I'm doing a Shaman King group. And I'm going to be Horo Horo, and I'm doing the battle outfit, because it just looks so cool, and I'm going to get to... Again, I never watched it, I read the manga. So I'm going to be making, I'm going to be trying my hand at making a prop and trying some different, some different materials and stuff like that, because the prop I want to make when I post a picture on Facebook is his, spirit, prop. And it'll be a fun challenge for me to attempt to keep messing up. So fingers crossed that I can get that, that I can actually figure out how to make that prop. And so yeah, that fan, I really hope that's fixed by next week. And I really hope people don't turn this off when they hear that. But I would not blame them, because it's a very annoying sound.
I don't think you realize how much you break up, Darcy.
What?
When, a lot of times when you're speaking, you tend to break up and static.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Sometimes I hear it on the playbacks. But, I mean, I don't have a top-of-the-line microphone and stuff like that. I have, like, a microphone I could afford. So
my microphone's built into my laptop, so...
So,
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, so 90 seconds. No, less than that.
Anything you want to mention real quick?
Nope, just subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles. Follow me on Facebook at DJ Pebbles, the Geek Out with Pebbles. And on Twitter at DJ Pebbles 07 for all fun updates and stuff that I will always forget to post, because I'm just a little lazy procrastinator. It's what I do. I'm trying to get better, but procrastination tends to get in the way of getting better and fixing these problems.
Why fix your problems now when you can fix your problems later?
Exactly! Why post something now when I can post it later? So, that is the life of a procrastinator. So, yep, that's
okay, well, that's it. Good.
That's about it.
We're
good,
all
night.
Done. Good night.
Yep.
We'll see you again. Same hot
we'll
place.
See you next week,
same time.
Good night.
Good night.